This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rational arguments don't usually work on religious people. Otherwise, there would be no religious people.
You're an atheist.
Only on Christmas and Easter. The rest of the time, doesn't really matter.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
No, Kelly Clarkson.
Ah.
Hello.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
You have a power, an amazing power.
Thank you.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
I don't know why I keep hitting that one.
Shut up.
No.
Shut up.
There you go.
Shut up.
That's a good new one.
Sometimes things that are funny to everybody are not really funny at all.
I know that. Right, Hillary?
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
Here we go.
How's your tooth?
Fine.
Great. 100% recovered?
Got to go in this weekend to have whatever the plastic thing is put in, the plastic filling.
Okay. All right.
But I'm off the pills.
Any leftovers?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, very good.
Oh, yes.
There's excitement in the building. You can hear the buzz.
I'm going to grind it into food.
Put it into a burger.
Sure. And make it, just stretch it out a little longer.
Yeah.
Now, you know what how it is after you've had a prescription and you've got some meds left over. And in this case, I think I have four Darvocet and same amount, four Darvocet, four Percocet.
Right.
Yeah, beautiful little thing.
Nice. Which combo are better? We were talking about this last week.
Percocet.
The Percocet are better?
Stronger.
You would have thought, and I don't know why I have this ridiculous feeling, you would have thought that there were people in my house that desperately wanted to have these pills. I hid them in a spot where I guarantee by this time tomorrow, I won't be able to remember where I hid them.
Why are you hiding them?
Why? Yeah.
Because I'm going to find them sometime, and I'm going to be happily surprised by it.
Oh, yeah, I get that. Sure.
Because you know what I mean? It's like, sure. If they're just sitting around, I know what's going to happen.
What's the shelf life on like your average medication?
Unlimited.
Yeah. Is it really unlimited?
Don't believe the labels. I mean, generally, they do expire after a period of time, but they retain some of
what, 1 year, 2 years?
It depends on the medicine.
Well, here's the thing. If I leave them in my medicine cabinet over the weekend, I know how it's going to go. Saturday morning, I'll get up and go, oh, you know what, Mike, they make this day go better. A little Percocet.
Sure.
So what I'm doing?
Just to handle your everyday aches and pains.
Feeling blue?
Just make the weekend go a little better. So what I did was I took them and I put them in a little prescription thingy and put them in the back. I do remember now, in the very, very back of my top desk drawer at work.
Brilliant.
My work drawer at home in my office at home.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee I'm going to totally forget about them.
Right.
But it's going to be a time, I don't know when it is, sometime over the winter, I'm guessing, when I'm looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
And
you won't take them, but you'll just know they're there.
Oh, no, I'll take them.
You'll take all of them.
I'll take all of them at once.
Percodan is addictive. Uh-huh.
I'm in London doing Royal Command Performance.
All right. Blah, came out of my office.
No, I know a bloke.
I'm going to save him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you put those on the street, there's a chance that somebody could give you $1,000.
I'm going to save one for Thanksgiving with the family.
Good, smart.
All basically occasions to give you pain.
Save one for the company Christmas party.
Another painful experience, normally.
You know, not necessarily these are painful experiences, but just...
But, I mean, it's a good idea to numb up.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
Just numb daddy up a little bit.
How about for Christmas gifts? I mean, you could solve the Ardinger problem. You know, he's always very tough to shop for.
I know, but Mike, there's something intoxicating about knowing somewhere in my house,
mm-hmm. right.
They're there.
Mm-hmm.
The magic pills are there. The pills that got the people from Friends hooked on pills,
that's right.
are in my house. Matthew Perry pills are in my house.
Mm-hmm. You know, way back when, over a year ago, when they said that I was having those panic attacks, mm-hmm. and they gave me the Xanax,
right,
and I had a little Xanax moment today. I was looking at my Xanax, and I've got my original prescription for the second prescription, because I just don't eat it a lot, right? Because it makes me loopy.
Uh-huh.
But the fear we had one time, we actually brought Beluga, the little pug, to the emergency room, and I swear to God, it was an hour and a half on my hands and knees because one of those little suckers fell out.
Precious.
Because I have no idea what a tiny little dog's going to do if he eats this, and I don't know if he ate one that night that we took him to the emergency room. It was just I had supposedly two in my pocket, and there was only one in my pocket, and suddenly it was, well, did Beluga eat them? And we had to rush him to the emergency room.
I will tell you something. I know I've got the Joe, I'm sure. He may not admit to this publicly, but I know he would want at least to swap and collect with his friends.
Right.
The tranquilizers that we give Colonel Klink when he
dog tranquilizers.
When he gets flipped out about thunderstorms.
Right.
Oh, my God, those are big-ass horse pills, and they make that...
Do you think they're more powerful than human, though?
Well, they make that... I got a big German Shepherd.
What does he weigh?
I think 85, 90 pounds.
See, I think that even the biggest of the dog tranquilizers isn't as heavy-duty as the little ones we have. But, I mean, we never got that question answered. I think the answer to Beluga was, hey, it probably wouldn't bother him. He'd probably just go to sleep.
Yeah.
But you don't know, because you think a little dog is going to eat one of those, and all of a sudden he'll sleep with the fishes.
Xanax,
you never
pretty
know.
Mild, actually.
We had a similar situation when Robert was a baby, that we walked into the bedroom, and he had outwitted a childproof cap, and he was sitting in a pile of Zoloft.
Oh, no.
Drugs.
And, you know, we weren't really consistent in the counting of them, and they said, do you think he took one? I said, I don't know.
Did you ask what would happen if he did take one?
They said that we had to get it. We had to have his stomach. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Well, they did.
Because that's
thing.
A heavy duty.
They ran charcoal through him.
Oh, okay.
To absorb it all.
Right.
And those were some great diapers.
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
You got to be very careful.
But the barbecues were never the same.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Do you know who I am?
Hey!
Hi, Fred, who we're rapidly getting sick of. How are you?
I'm your boy.
Who is this new tape?
Pardon?
Is that Arnold?
I'm your oldest boy. Name of Carl.
Oh, it's Sling Blade.
Oh, Sling Blade. Hey, Sling Blade.
You got any biscuits for sale in there?
I thought you liked those French fried potatoes.
I want to be baptized.
I am hungry, but not for French fries.
I was just making some popcorn.
Why do we still like that? No. The only thing that saves it.
We are retarded.
We are.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Michael, you dog killer, you.
I'm not a dog killer. I like that dog.
That's right, Mike Vick.
I like that dog. Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna give Beluga Xanax and then fight him.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Good luck.
Hello, this is Paul. Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Thanks. Well, this is us. Who is this?
This is Paul. May I speak to Don and Mike?
Is your name Paul or is it Polg?
It's Paul.
Paul. Paul, why do you sound like you're chewing on your socks, Paul?
Paul, this is Dong and Mike. Mike.
Mang.
Dong.
It's Dong and Mang.
Yeah, Don and Mike. Right.
Yes. What's the matter, Paul?
Can I talk to him?
You're talking to us right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. I just want to say that the best apple pie is the Dolly Madison.
You know, I love it when, and of course, typically, when a caller has difficulty putting his tongue around words, right, even as simple as his own name, he brings something up from the first hour of the show. Something that some of us are a little tired of talking about.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm Paul.
I'm Pong. Hey, can I talk to them? You were saying 6 months ago that guy's named Pong.
Hi there, Don and Mike show. Hello. Whatever that was.
It was somebody attaining speed. Somebody getting up to speed.
That reminded me, not to go back to the whole pie thing. During a commercial, I guess 2 breaks ago, I did get a call from Jan about something unrelated.
Okay.
And I said to her, hey, did you catch the opening of the show today?
Right.
And she said, yeah, I heard a little bit of it. And I said, what? Like, what's, should, no, that's, you know, listeners call me names. I said, would you hear like one phone call from some listener? And I said, Mike took it pretty good today. She said, I guess, well, it depends what you were hearing. I don't know.
You know what?
You know, it's just
up to me.
No.
It's up to me to make that right.
It's all right, Mike.
It's up to me.
It's all right.
That's why I have ordered on the internet a brand new oven. A gas oven.
That's nice.
From the Rachel Ray collection. It should be arriving shortly. Post haste. That's why I will be arriving with a rented pickup truck filled with Granny Smith.
That's why I told the dear girl over the weekend, once you enter the Matrix, you must be careful.
Yes. Obviously, it meant that the pie
was
significant to her.
Right. I mean, and I said to her, did you hear the first hour of the show? She said, no. Hmm. I got out of my meeting at about 3:25. I said, so great. You turned it on for what? For the 5 minutes? She said, well, some guy called me a C.
Yes.
Isn't that the way it always works?
Yes.
Because they will inevitably hear the worst part of the show. They will, you know, you could be sitting there talking about how in love you are with Janet for 5 hours,
right,
and then the 10 minutes where some caller calls and it goes, hey, I got something to say, that's the part they're going to hear.
Right.
I know. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Guard the Matrix.
Shoot myself.
No. You're golden. I'm the one that's got to go home tonight.
Yeah. Wait, what? How could you not? I mean, I would assume you've... she's not giving you a hard time, is she?
Her feelings are still, I believe, still hurt, I think. Hello, Donna Mike Show. She's a sensitive flower.
70-year-old women love Penny Schoolsale.
Sounds like a witch, like a Halloween witch.
What the hell was that?
That's scary. I'm scared.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Kiss me.
Oops. Donna Mike, what's up?
Hey, a couple of interesting facts about animal tranquilizers that they want to know.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
They do.
Yes. Oh, excellent.
Yeah, you happen to be, this is a difficult concept for a lot of people during today's segment. We're on with you right now. You're speaking to us.
We take on-screen calls.
Fantastic. Hey, watch out, because I don't know if you know what they call a special K or ketamine.
I don't think you're right.
Ketamine is a cat tranquilizer, but for humans, it's actually a...
Ah, you're wrong. I took one before the show today. I feel great.
Oh, fantastic. Good deal.
Yeah. Ketamine. It's good stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you like that?
Ketamine?
Yeah.
Yep, it's a trip.
Yep, it really tranquilizes your pussycat. It puts that tabby...
Right.
Puts that little pussy right to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Ketamine. Me, yow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don. What's up?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, yeah. You're not gonna like this call. How did that loss taste on Sunday night?
I love this call already. Uh-huh. It's you're some Packers ball buster, but unfortunately you have a Chicago Bears telephone.
That's right, I sure do.
Yeah, right. Bye.
That was fun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Donna Mike?
Yes, Assline.
Favre went right back to being himself second half of that game on Sunday night.
I felt bad
night.
For asking you when I talked to you over the weekend because I did not know, I literally did not know the score of the game. And I kind of hexed it. I said, good luck to your Packers. I'm never going to say that when I'm leaving the studio.
He raced. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's up?
Well, some of us are screwing up more than others.
Well, listen, I just wanted to let you guys know I've been listening to you guys for almost about 5 or 6 years.
Oh, those are years you'll never get back.
Incidentally, if that's the way I like to hear it, too, I've been listening to you for almost about 5 or 6 years, approximately.
You know, hey, 5 kids and 2 jobs will do that to you.
Yeah.
No, I just wanted to tell you guys to keep up the good work. Hey, what's up, Buzz and Joe and everybody there?
Very nice.
Well, thank you.
So just keep up the good work.
Do you know anything about cat tranquilizers?
Yeah, it's called a gun.
My man.
Wow. What'd you say, my man?
My man. That just cheered me up.
My man.
That's fantastic. What a great comment. Yeah, a gun.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, I would like to know whether Don, Mike, Buzz, or Rob have any of Peter the Rock on their iPods.
If we have who on our iPods?
Peter the Rock. Ed McMahon. Mr. Confirm. Confirm the name Peter the Rock.
What the hell is he talking about, Rob?
On Best of Yesterday, we reran the original Ed McMahon interview when he was drunk or allegedly drunk.
Right.
And he talks for about 5 minutes about how Peter was the Rock in the Bible.
Oh.
And Peter was his confirmation name. It's sort of...
We weren't here yesterday. We were celebrating Bill Price Day.
That's right.
He's a disc jockey, I know.
And he's off.
All right. And he's gone, like the wind.
Question answered.
Well, it's nice when we run those best of segments because they can't really, but it's still yesterday's show, and it still violates the rule.
That's right.
The prime directive.
All Are we to be blamed that those best ofs are put together so slickly that your average listener doesn't know we're not here?
Absolutely can't tell. It's impossible.
So slickly produced. It. Who ran it yesterday, Joe?
Mr. Joe.
Well, that's a CF.
That's when the whole show smells like barbecued chicken.
There was a couple segments talking about Christmas. Seems now, awful early.
Now, who actually picks those segments?
I selected the show.
Like for yesterday, so you selected.
I did. Hand selected for their listening pleasure.
But it's a holiday, so Joe came in to do the
right.
The
and I was here, too, to make sure Joe showed up.
I don't want to say that I'm sucked in already, but after a brief trip to Bed Bath & Beyond with M'lady,
yes,
we lit the mistletoe candle last night.
Wow. Oh, no.
Yes, the evergreen Yankee Not candle went Halloween on last yet. Night. And, you know, here's the thing. You know why I did it? Because it was 90 degrees outside.
Did you turn on the air conditioning?
Yeah, full blast.
Got it down
baby.
About 40?
Full blast. And now they've got another candle this year called Autumn Leaves.
Very soon are going to be getting to the time of the year that I love. I call it Richard Nixon time in my house. Huh? It's when I'm able to run the air conditioning and have a window open and have a fire going at the same time.
Yes, yes. And it's when usually everybody gets sick. And that's when everybody gets a cold.
If you remember that in the movie, Richard Nixon, was Anthony Hopkins?
Tony Hopkins.
Yeah, in that.
Mrs. Nixon is finished.
He was so fantastic sitting in that room with the fireplace, windows open, freezing his ass off, listening to the same tape over and over again.
You know who I was reading is going to play Nixon? Frank Langella.
Really?
That doesn't work for me.
I don't know. I think he's played Nixon maybe
has he played Nixon on Broadway?
On Broadway in the thing where some other guy pretends to be David Frost.
Oh really?
Where they recreated
the David Frost interview.
The David Frost interview is on Broadway. So
I don't picture Frank Langella as Nixon.
You know, he's kind of got the face for it. I've seen a clip of him and he's got the receding hair and
right.
When he makes his face go down, you're right, Buzz, mm-hmm. The jowls.
The guy that's really got the hairline for Nixon is Jack Nicholson. But I don't think he could do it.
No.
I don't think he could pull it off.
And I know we got a break, but if you think way back in the day when Dan Aykroyd was on Saturday Night Live, that guy didn't do anything to try to look like Nixon.
No, he didn't.
Just like Chevy Chase never did anything to look like Gerald Ford.
No, absolutely
not. He played Nixon with a mustache.
He did. But it was great.
And now on Saturday Night Live, they're all in the Nutty Professor garb whenever they do anything.
Yeah, they do the full body makeup and everything.
And then you see like an old one, and imagine trying to explain that to somebody. He's saying, he's President Nixon.
Oh,
no, it's not. It's Dan Aykroyd with long hair and a mustache.
You know, speaking of impressions, watching the playoff games on TBS, I will tell you something about our friend Frank Caliendo. They are promoting that show like nothing I have ever seen. I mean, every single commercial break. It was John Madden, Al Pacino, Jack Nicholson, and George Bush. I mean, Frank TV, which is coming up on TBS. Mm-hmm. Now, do they have any other television shows on, or is that it?
No, that's the only one they have.
There's the reason.
Right.
And I know what you're talking about. I saw it not only with guys coming across the screen, but like when they're in the batter's box, in the highlights, all you see are those ads. I guess it's why they buy those ads.
Sure.
So you see them on SportsCenter later. Mm-hmm. The big orange things, right?
Yes.
Frank TV?
Frank TV all over the place.
It's a good thing they have Frank TV to promote, or they'd have to go back to promoting Mama's Family. 405. Aw.
TBS.
Aw.
Yeah. Aw. Well, those playoff games worked out well for them.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
3 out of 4 sweeps.
Got a break. Mike, it's time now for a great moment in broadcasting as we salute some of our sponsors.
Oh, I love this moment.
And then we come back and spotlight on Joe Ardinger.
All right.
Joe Trousseau, who went down this weekend. Joe Tusso, who went to the opening of Madame Tussauds. Wax Museum here in Washington, D.C.
Nothing waxy build up about Joe.
This thing is like picking up an old piece of meat that's been in an ugly house that's been deserted, and you lift it up and you see all the ants and maggots underneath. I get a feeling that's what this tape is going to be like because it's bass ackwards. We tried to make it so simple for Joe. We wrote him questions.
Right. Uh-huh.
And we took out a lot of the serious questions.
Right.
But the problem is, Joe was not able to find anyone who was leaving the museum.
Oh, it was all people waiting to go in.
And what that means is, when I was saying, it's like picking up a piece of meat off the floor, you go, hey, well, that might be okay until you look at the other side of it.
Well, one person's rotten meat is another person's jerky.
Well, all I know is that I came in today and my butt was bleeding.
And you had a cranberry juice?
And I said to Joe, how did it go? And he said, not really good.
Uh-oh.
Why is that? The questions were all for people that were coming out. I was only getting them as they're coming in.
Oh, man.
So I believe he
had too much to ask for any last-minute editing.
He had to do some ad-libbing.
Oh, did he ad-lib?
I think so.
Oh, that. Hey, well, now I'm excited.
I think we're going to be in good shape. Bonus. Joe is best on his feet.
Yeah, that's right. And did Joe use his British accent when he was ad-libbing?
Now, that remains to be a surprise.
And was he sober when he was doing these interviews?
For some of them.
Okay. All
right, so. I know it was an awful analogy. My apologies. But the dirty side of the bologna is coming right up with Joe. We'll be right back.
Jerky bologna.
This is the Don and Mike Show.